Many Zimbabweans working and living in South Africa say the result of the just-ended election in Zimbabwe have left them devastated. Zimbabwe National Gretman Mkwebu says the unchanged status quo has dashed their hopes of returning home at a time when their future in South Africa hangs in the balance due to growing anti-foreigner threats and looming termination of their work permits.
This is the saddest day for us Zimbabweans. Unbelievable that our hopes for a new Zimbabwe became an extension of the worst suffering. Here we are today, thinking of another worst suffering in South Africa. To where will we go after being chased here in South Africa? Truly, I don't know what to do, and then I don't know what we have done to God, because we're living in between problems, left and right.
And Nicen Love says he has completely lost hope in elections.
It's painful for all of us. People who are being harassed at home. So why are you even voting if it's not going to be counted?
Mxolisi Ncube, a Zimbabwe political commentator and journalist who has lived in South Africa for decades, says the result did not surprise him.
The ground that these politicians were playing on has not been level. It has never been level, especially where ZANU-PF is involved. The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, they favored ZANU-PF. We saw again the voter intimidation that was happening on the voting day. We saw some little bit of violence again directed at the opposition. So it was expected that at the end of the day, these elections were not going to be fair. And it was expected that they were going to favor the incumbent, which is ZANU-PF and Emmerson Mnangagwa.
But some, like Thabani Gumbo, say they are thrilled with the results, claiming that the ruling party has done exceptionally well over the past 5 years under President Emmerson Mnangagwa.
We are so happy about this result. There was no violence. Everything was good. Most people in Zimbabwe are very happy.
While ZANU-PF has officially accepted the outcome of the elections, the main opposition Citizens Coalition for Change has categorically dismissed it, saying it will soon produce proof to show that it won the elections. Reporting for VOA News in Johannesburg, I am Tuso Kumalo.